two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources on KSL News Radio. Great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. As we round out the program today, of course, as we roll into General Conference Weekend, the 193rd annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and KSL News Radio is your home. Just lock it in for the entire weekend. You'll have each of the sessions of conference, as well as special programming in between. And I wanted to share with you, just as we close out the day today, I will have a special on conference weekend starting at noon on Sunday. So in between the morning and afternoon session on Sunday. And the title of this program is The Beloved Community, Recognizing and Elevating the Interconnectedness of Our Lives. And of course, that comes from Dr. Martin Luther King, who spoke often about the need to create that beloved community in which people of every race, religion, and nation could live together in peace and harmony, work together for the common progress of humankind. It's true that in the beloved community, poverty, hunger and homelessness would not be tolerated because standards of human decency won't allow it. So it's not that government has to mandate it. It's that human decency won't allow it. Racism and all its forms of discrimination and bigotry and prejudice will be replaced by an inclusive spirit of sisterhood and brotherhood. And of course, that was the vision of Martin Luther King Jr. and that beloved community. And in this special airing on Sunday, we will talk to a wide range of faith leaders, business leaders, political leaders, who all have a unique take and perspective in terms of what it takes to create that beloved community. Of course, Dr. King didn't invent the term, the beloved community. He learned that from philosopher Josiah Royce. Dr. King, of course, expanded it in a major way as he added his extraordinary vision to what was possible. And as we look at that, the many religious, political, and business and community leaders have shared different versions of that vision for decades now. And so we dive into that. So I want to give you a little feel and flavor for what will take place at noon on Sunday here on KSL News Radio as we get into this topic. And one of those highlights that we want to share comes from Dallin H. Oaks, first counselor in the first presidency of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who spoke recently to members of the church in Chicago, Illinois. He described really what I felt was the premise for the beloved community. Take a listen.
All men and women on earth are the offspring of God, spirit brothers and sisters. What a powerful idea. No wonder God's only begotten Son commanded us to love one another. If only we could do so. What a different world it would be if brotherly and sisterly love and unselfish assistance would transcend all boundaries of nation, creed, and color. As the Book of Mormon taught, we must press forward having a love of God and of all men. This teaching, to follow our Savior's command to love one another as he loves us, is one of our greatest challenges. It requires us to live together with mutual respect for one another's differences in today's world.
Respecting one another's differences, valuing the differences, and seeing each other in a little different way. So great perspective there from President Dallin H. Oaks. Also in my conversation, again, all of this will air at noon on Sunday. I was able to speak with Bishop Phyllis Spiegel of the Episcopal Church of Utah, one of my favorite new friends of this year. And she shared how we actually go about connecting and building that beloved community.
Out of the last 3 years, isolation's been a huge word. Well, let's put community in place of that. Let's really build up. Who are the needs of others? Whose needs are not being seen? And when we think about that, that's not always people who are unhoused or the people who are below poverty line. We think about those neighbors, but also we have neighbors who are isolated through age or illness or their family doesn't live near them. Yeah. So building community, it's the way we know God.
Everybody needs a Bishop Spiegel in your life. She is so powerful. And I loved how she focused on the fact that it's not just those that we usually think about, those that are in poverty or the unhoused, the addicted. It's those on your own street, in your own neighborhood, who might be isolated through illness or depression or age. And it's our job. The beloved community cannot be created in isolation. It requires us individually and collectively to lean in and to lift up. I had a conversation some time ago with a columnist for the New York Times bestselling author David Brooks, and he spent a lot of time on this idea of community and some people that he calls weavers who really go into community, who are part of community and make a difference well beyond any of the activities they might engage in.
I've had the great fortune in the last year to be around what I call weavers. There's a lot of social isolation in this country, but there are a lot of people who are building community and building relationship. And I created something at the Aspen Institute to try to learn from their example and build on their effect. And so we go around the country when we land in a town and we look for the weavers. We just go to the town and say, who's trusted here? And wherever you go, it could be a small town, big city, there's hundreds of people who get mentioned and we meet them. And some of them have started a program to help young men have father figures in their lives. A guy in Ohio who founded a boxing gym, and he wasn't really teaching boxing. He was teaching young men how to be men in a gentle way. A woman in Baltimore who surrounds each of the 450 lowest performing kids in the schools there with these vast networks of volunteers who are really serving as a second family for the kids, driving them to school, taking them lunch, being there through the ups and downs. And so these are people who have built community, and it's been, I think it's transformative to be around them because they believe in deep mutuality, that we're all broken, we're all equal, we're all walking in this together, and they're really great at relationship. You know, if I don't know if they could get into Harvard if it's measured by SAT scores, but if Harvard measured by how good are you at relationship, these people could all get into Harvard. They just are phenomenal at making you feel a sense of belonging with them.
That sense of belonging from the weavers. In 1966, Dr. Martin Luther King put it this way: our goal is to create a beloved community, and this will require a qualitative change in our souls as well as a quantitative change in our lives. You can hear the full program at noon on Sunday here on KSL News Radio. And as I said, stick with KSL News Radio throughout the General Conference weekend for all sessions and special programming. I'm Boyd Matheson. Thanks for joining us on Inside Sources today here on KSL News Radio. And as always, as you go out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something today that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.